our biggest challenge seems to be to get people to go up in weight because they're kind of scared to. They're kind of comfortable where they are. And we want them to feel just a little bit uncomfortable the day after they exercise, like that first day you go out and do some gardening and you're like, oh, I woke up a muscle or two that I didn't remember I had. That's the kind of feeling that we want. We don't want them to have pain, but to just know, gosh, I did something yesterday that's a little different.
The Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program offered by K-State Research and Extension is designed to improve health and quality of life. The hour-long sessions meet twice each week. Over the course of 8 weeks, participants learn exercises that improve strength and balance. On today's Sound Living, exercise to help older adults perform everyday tasks. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Extension Northwest Area Family and Consumer Sciences Specialist Ashley Swatty and Northeast Area Extension Family and Consumer Sciences Specialist Sherilyn Jackson provide an overview of Stay Strong, Stay Healthy and how it provides participants with the knowledge, confidence, and desire to continue the exercise program on their own or as part of a group after the course ends. Sherilyn, the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy program has been a part of extension programming for quite a while, and there is really a need for this, especially for older adults.
There sure is, and exactly, Stay Strong, Stay Healthy was introduced in our state in 2015. And so since that time, we've been training agents and certifying them to teach the program in local offices across the state. So we have a really good set of certified trainers that are out there teaching this program. And yes, there is a real need for it. We start to lose muscle around the age of 30. That's something that most of us don't realize. But that rate of muscle loss then accelerates when you reach your 50s. And so by the time you're in your like 60s and up, that muscle loss is happening pretty rapidly. It's part of the aging process, but we can do a lot to slow that down and to turn that around. And so that's what this program is all about. You know, having some kind of strengthening exercises that you do routinely and increasing that muscle strength can prevent and slow down the muscle loss, increase the strength and bone density in adults, and also help with walking and balance and preventing falls, all those kind of things. And so it's really, really important.
Interesting that we do start losing muscle mass so quickly, and it really doesn't take a lot to build it back up or to maintain, right?
No, not really. Physical activity guidelines for Americans state that you should do muscle strengthening activities a minimum of 2 days a week. So that's not too hard to do. And that's what our classes are, 2 days per week with a rest day in between. And they go for 8 weeks. And hopefully after that time period, people are feeling confident they can continue to do those exercises on their own.
And Ashley, if I remember correctly, there's really not a lot of equipment that is needed for this.
No, not at all. And if you take a class with us, we provide the dumbbells, so our hand weights and then ankle weights and really everything you need. We set you up for success in a safe environment, no crazy equipment needed.
You mentioned it's an 8 week program. So how do we start off maybe in week one?
Well, first of all, we do a fitness assessment. So there's some basic fitness tests that we do. They're simple, just things like a 10 foot up and go, or you see how long it takes them to walk around a cone that's 10 feet away from a chair. We assess their flexibility. And then sitting and standing is a pretty important thing as we get older and just for mobility and being able to do what we want to do. So we have a test that assesses that and then some balance tests. So we do that assessment at the beginning before any classes begin. And then again, after the class is concluded and we do a comparison to see, you know, what things have changed or what stayed the same. And even staying the same is considered a success because, you know, they didn't decrease their strength. We really recommend they get a physician's approval to do the class in case there's something there that maybe we need to be aware of in terms of a health condition they might have. And then they come to class. We provide all the equipment for the 8 weeks that they might need, the weights, leg weights, and hand weights, and we lead them through the exercises.
What type of things are we doing?
We are doing exercises that target our muscles that help us do everyday tasks. So when we think of any task we do, if we stand up, sit down, we're working those different muscles in our legs and in our arms. So each of the 8 exercises focuses on helping do those daily tasks.
And the exercises help benefit our older adults to be able to walk safely on an uneven sidewalk or to get in and out of their car, to get up and down from the toilet, to reach things on a higher shelf. more importantly, to be able to go to ball games where the grandkids are playing or activities that they're involved in. It helps them stay independent and be mobile. And so there's just a lot of ways that it contributes to their quality of life.
This is one of the things that can help to reduce some of the arthritis symptoms.
Yes, physical activity is very good for arthritis. A lot of times people think they don't want to move if they have pain, but actually that's a really good way to address it. And these are pretty simple exercises. We're not really having them do anything that's super strenuous. We can start it wherever they are. Sometimes that's just with very little weight or even no weight at all. And our first classes don't even use weights, the first three classes. And then we introduce pretty light weights. Our biggest challenge seems to be to get people to go up in weight because they're kind of scared to. They're kind of comfortable where they are. And we want them to feel just a little bit uncomfortable the day after they exercise, like that first day you go out and do some gardening and you're like, oh, I woke up a muscle or two that I didn't remember I had. That's the kind of feeling that we want. We don't want them to have pain, but to just know, gosh, I did something yesterday that's a little different. And then what actually happens is there's a little microscopic tear in the muscle from using the weights and putting the stress on the muscle. And then that heals and their body repairs it and it repairs it stronger. So that's really what we're doing.
You mentioned a series of different weights. Do you go like the 1 pound, 3 pound, 5 pound? Is that kind of where we're at?
We have anywhere from 1 pound to 15 pounds. We'll supply whatever weight the participant needs. And we have kind of a system to ensure that our participants are challenging themselves. We know that they're devoting 8 weeks to us. So we want them to get the most out of this program. And the instructors are all trained to kind of read the signs on participants to tell when they need to go up in weights and so that they can actually challenge themselves. So there's some nudging that goes on by instructors to ensure that participants are really getting the most out of this program that they can.
Would I be correct in assuming that just like the Walk Kansas program that takes place over 8 weeks, by the time they're through with this 8 weeks, this has become more of a habit and they're really ready to carry on their own?
That's our goal. And in many cases, the groups that are receiving the formal instruction from one of our extension agents, then they can continue to meet. Hopefully they can in that location or another location and continue beyond that 8 week period. So we have little pockets of groups that are still exercising all across the state.
I assume you're also encouraging some aerobic exercise as well on some of those off days then?
Yeah, we do some warm up activities too. Before we do any strengthening, we warm up with a bit of aerobic activity. And yes, we'd love for them to do something in between, some walking or other kind of activity. But the neat thing about the strengthening program is it helps them gain the strength so that they're better able to do the more aerobic kinds of things. So they're better able to do walking and they may feel like doing the walking or other kinds of activity because they've strengthened their muscles a little bit.
Yeah, I was helping teach a class and we were about halfway through and one gentleman said, you know, I can really do those chores a lot easier now and I don't get as tired. I have more endurance and that's really big. Those are things that you might not notice just doing the day-to-day, but when we're building up our endurance so we're able to continue doing those things we maybe used to take for granted, that's really big.
You talked about the strengthening, but there's also the benefits of better sleep, better mood too.
Exactly. That's what I love about offering programs that increase physical activity because people are happy when they come to any kind of events. Their outlook, you can really tell they have a much more positive outlook on life. And they feel more confident. That's another aspect or another benefit from this program is just increasing their confidence in themselves and their ability to be out and be active.
And these exercises, whether you're, like you say, maybe just into your 50s or into your 80s, they all have the same impact.
We can make them harder if they need to be.
Yeah. Yeah. We just trained 12 instructors. So now we have 52 instructors across Kansas. And then Sherilyn and I are both master trainers. And these instructors know how to make it more challenging, know how to make it easier. If somebody comes in and they're really unsure if Stay Strong, Stay Healthy is for them, if they've never exercised before, they are perfect for this type of program. We are really for anybody who is an active exerciser who's looking for a new challenge or somebody who's never exercised before and who's a little hesitant. We are really for everybody.
That's a really good point because a lot of our classes take place in churches or in community centers or senior centers. And a lot of them are in more rural communities where they don't have a gym or an organized kind of exercise program they can be involved in. And so we're really taking this kind of instruction and information out into places where there isn't any other option, and hoping that we'll be able to help older adults to stay independent and have a higher quality of life for a longer period of time.
What's the reaction after they've been through this for 8 weeks? You mentioned that you do the assessment at the beginning and then again at the end. So you are seeing some of those changes. I'm imagining that they maybe are surprised by how much they have strengthened.
We have a lot of outcomes that we can report, a lot of positive outcomes. And they're things related to strength, but also to their social and mental health, and also just their quality of life, you know, their mental outlook, and helping them in many different ways that go beyond the strengthening aspect. But we have some really fun success stories, things that you may not think is very important, but to someone, it probably is. Like there was a farmer who wasn't able, who always carried his handkerchief in his front pocket. Well, he didn't have the flexibility or the ability to reach behind him to get it out of his back pocket. After Stay Strong, Stay Healthy, he was able to keep his handkerchief in his back pocket. Now, it's just stuff like that that people report over and over and over again that seems insignificant in some ways, but to them, it's a real significant thing.
Yeah, just being able to grab your wallet out of your back pocket or something like that. Yeah,
and being able to go to activities and ball games and sit in the bleachers with the other families and watch your grandkids play sports. Stuff like that is just really important.
And I was teaching a class and it was in the winter, and one of the participants, after the 8 weeks was done, she came up to me and said, you know, I can now lift my leg and put my socks on. So before, she wasn't able to wear socks, but now because of this class with the stretching that we do before and after class and those exercises, she was able to wear socks. That to me is huge. And then we had a participant who was ready to get back surgery because of back pain, and they canceled their back surgery because their pain was no longer that bad. So that's pretty impactful when we feel that well. And just the social aspect of getting out of the house and trying something new, being around a crew of 6 to 15 people that you may or may not have known before and getting to know them, that's really good. That's what a lot of people need, to get out of the house, to decrease that social isolation that's a lot more prevalent than we would like to think of.
And one of our comments that have come back in, and one that I think stands out to me, is that it helped them move past grief. And you think about this age group that we're targeting, they're experiencing a lot of that. And so being able to get out and about, be in a safe environment, and increase their physical strength as well as support them socially and emotionally, it's just a lot of benefits that come beyond the physical strength. There's a lot of things that are positive in this class.
Word of mouth, I imagine, is big with a program like this. If it's successful with a few people, that word spreads, right?
Well, they all have friends and they like to bring their friends, and usually they want to recruit friends. And one or the other, we have a lot of kind of funny stories too about children that nudge their parents to be involved and feel like it would be good for them. And a class that I helped with last summer, there were several of the adults there whose children had purchased weights for them for their birthdays, or just because they were so thrilled they were doing something that was benefiting them, and the children wanted to support their continued exercise. And so I thought that was really neat.
Overall, this is a program that is having a lot of success across the state, and one that will continue for sure.
Definitely. Yes. It's growing momentum. You know, during COVID, we had to pretty much stop all of our Stay Strong programming. It was in person and just not the type of program that we could offer. And so that momentum has really built back up now, and we're getting a lot more interest again in the program, and a lot more classes that are being taught across the state, and training some of our newer agents too. And so it's exciting.
That's K-State Research and Extension Northeast Area Family and Consumer Sciences Specialist Sherilyn Jackson and Ashley Swaddy, Northwest Area Family and Consumer Sciences Specialist, with information on Stay Strong, Stay Healthy. The cost of the 8-week strength training program is $20. To learn more, contact your local extension office. Sound Living is a weekly public affairs program produced by Research and Extension at Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman, and this is the K-State Radio Network.